Welcome to the podcast. My name is David Shannon, and these are the chats I wish I could have had with someone as I've created life as a full-time musician. If you're on that road and you need a friend, or you need to hear the same stories and struggles that you're going through from another human's mouth, you're in the right place. Connect with me at davidshannon.com and let's move you into that space where you're really thriving and sharing your gifts with the world. Let's go. All right, we are in Bali recording this podcast. I've chosen to do this outside, so you're going to get some of the sound of fountains and just general noise in the background. This is a little tucked away corner in the hotel complex that I'm staying in. And basically I've got 4 days here to kind of settle, and then heading up to Ubud and working on recording an album, which I'm very excited for. I'll share more about that. But really today I wanted to check in and talk about a little moment that I recall when I first moved to Auckland. And I first met someone that was doing music full time. And the reason I'm sharing this is because hopefully you'll have an aha moment too of something like this, or little moments, and they're only little, they're subtle, but something where you'll feel there was an energy where you went, oh, you were disappointed, or you're excited, maybe the opposite. But those things are little indications for me of what my authentic path or nudge or calling is. And it's very easy to get distracted. So, as you know, I get distracted in these podcasts all the time and go off on little tangents. So, what was this experience? Well, I met with a musician who was full-time performing. And this has been my dream, I guess, since starting to play the guitar in high school. To be a full-time performing musician. And the person I met, very excited, as we chatted, I found out that him being a full-time musician was doing covers in bars and venues. And I just remember being super disappointed in that moment, all of a sudden, like, oh. Because I'd already been doing that, not full-time, but I'd already been playing in bars and venues, and the shift to being full-time was essentially just more of that, focused on it. So this is not to bag that in any way, but it's purely for the fact that I had a moment of recognition, and I still am very aware of that moment now recording this. And also, I have been a full-time musician doing covers, playing in bars, venues, with a little bit of my music in different pockets and in different intervals where I've toured, and I've been fortunate to do quite a bit of that. But fundamentally, I am that person I met and had this feeling of disappointment about. So I wanted to share this because it's just honest and it's awkward, and I have to look at myself and be like, man, there was something in that moment where it was like, that's not quite the path I want to be on. And yet, I have spent the last 13 years essentially doing that, being scared every time I book my own tour, being scared to commit to doing the originals thing. And so this trip, I know some of you haven't heard much about it. I'm mid-recording a little vlog because there's just a lot of updates that need to happen on the YouTube channel, and I've been quite quiet there apart from this podcast. But I'm on a trip in Bali in Indonesia, and the sole focus is writing and recording music. So that's what you'll see on my website. That's what you'll see on my Instagram stories if you follow me there. I didn't bring the RC600 on this trip, which took a little bit of thinking about, and I was torn. But I'm glad I haven't, in a strange way, because again, it pushes me to do the thing I really want to focus on, and that is writing my own music. To give you some backstory on my own writing, I've had some, I'd say, cool success with some of my songs, with some of the recordings. I've always been nervous about it, and I've shared this in other things, but when I first wrote songs at home, I would have been, you know, 16. I mean, I started playing the guitar just before I turned 15. So I would have been 15, 16, 17, writing songs at high school and at home after school. And I would write, and as soon as I heard my mum's car in the drive, I would put that book of songs, my guitar, I'd put it away and turn the TV on, because I was genuinely that awkward about sharing my honest and true thoughts. And sometimes I think that's a function of the society and that we're in, the environment we're in, where perhaps it's not okay to share, or it's criticized or judged, some of those thoughts you have, and you learn to shut off more and more, which is a little bit sad. And I've been on a long journey for myself of being okay with that, opening up, sharing, and being what for me is vulnerable with my songwriting and sharing. So that's been my journey. And coming on this trip, it's like I got the nudge last year that I needed to book this trip, essentially. I needed to remove myself from the environment I was in, and so I wouldn't be tempted to go, absolutely, I'll jump in for that gig. Of course I can do that. Yeah, I'm excellent in that environment of performing at weddings, playing a covers gig, entertaining at a party. That's a skill set that I've spent a lot of time developing and excel in. Doing this, I am nervous. I don't think I'm great at production. I haven't spent a lot of time in it. I'm not sure quite what will come out of this trip, to be honest. There will be an album that comes out of it, but whether that is something I've recorded through my own gear that I brought with me, or whether that's in a studio or a combination of the two, whether it's really an acoustic album, pretty stripped back, or whether it ends up being full production, I'm letting that unfold as I go. And it does feel, I think people think that I've, with this trip, I've got it all figured out and I've got it all planned, and nothing could be further from the truth. I have an intention. I booked my flight here early on, just one way, so that I couldn't bail on myself. And yeah, I really just wanted to share this in a podcast. I guess this is like a little life update in the mix as well. But really, it's just a nudge for you. Hopefully, you're going to have experiences, you're going to have moments where perhaps you're not quite aligned with what it is that's your true calling, if we're going to say that. I feel that that's very cliche, very cheesy. Honestly, there's something in me that feels like it needs expression through my own songs, and it's that same thing is the thing I'm most terrified of. So it seems like a weird thing to be doing, but I followed the nudge, I guess. And in this podcast, my hope is that this is relatable. It's pretty human. But maybe this is relatable, that there's something you've been, that's been a nudge or nagging or on your mind. They're like, I really want to do that. The timing's not right. Maybe the funds aren't there. Maybe, you know, you'd have to renege on some other commitments. You might have to have some hard conversations and say, hey, look, I know I've booked this in. I actually need a change. I don't feel great about it. Maybe that's not what you say. I don't feel great about it. But I've actually changed what I'm up to, or I need to head in a slightly different direction. I will totally help you out. I will totally find a solution to this, but sorry to say, I'm going to cancel on you. You know, or maybe you don't have to do that. you can honor those agreements, but you also put in time, which is essentially what I've done, just FYI. I've got some commitments that feel like they're less aligned, perhaps with where I'm heading, but also I've made commitments, they'll be fun. I'm going to enjoy those for what they are. And the reality is I don't know where this particular trip, what spins off from it, what comes out of it. I have no clue. I just knew that if I kept doing the same thing I was doing, the next album, who knows? Who knows if or when it would ever get recorded? There would not be a good time. So I feel like that's probably enough for today's podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts or comments. I really appreciate your emails and notes on Instagram and on YouTube as well. I really enjoy reading them, even if sometimes it takes me a while to get back to you. But I trust that this has sparked something for you that just gives you a little bit more encouragement or a nudge to follow whatever that nudge is for you. And if you're in Bali, by any chance, let me know. We'll say hi. We'll catch up. Signing out for Monday and going back to work on writing and creating while I'm over here. See you later.